Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
.848 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, the Massachusetts Republican Civil War is on. Baker now ramps up his purge of conservatives. So, to all of you out there, a remarkably good piece. I mean, it's just a phenomenal piece. If you want to understand what the stakes are, what's really driving this attempt to purge Deb Martell and Jim Lyons and other conservatives from the mass Republican state GOP, go to bostonbroadside.com. You know, it's my favorite print publication in New England. It's the only true conservative print publication in all of New England. Lonnie Brennan posted a phenomenal piece, a must-read piece. So go to bostonbroadside.com. You can check it out right there. You can also text us 70470. This is from 617. Jeff, I find it strange that the first caller says Deb Martell should whisper this and stay silent and cower to the powerful homosexual mafia. Interesting. Look, my view on this very quickly, and then I want to go to the phone lines, is this is a witch hunt. Number one, her comments were said in private. Number two, and to me most importantly, this is an assault on freedom of speech. This is an assault on religious liberty. And this is frankly anti-Catholic, anti-Christian bigotry. How is this not an example of Christophobia? They keep going on about homophobia and transphobia. A comment in an email by a state committee woman, whatever you think of the comment, agree or disagree, we're still a free country. She has the right to her opinion. Just like Jeffrey Sosa Paquette has the right to his. And all she's expressing is the Catholic Catechism. And if you know anything about Deb Martell, they're trying to portray her now in the Globe and these clowns like Sean Dooley and Tom Mountain and all these other surrogates working for Baker and the Globe. They're trying to present her as the second coming of Adolf Hitler. Forgive me, she's a mousy, devout, deeply devout Catholic woman. And so all she's saying is that children, according to the Catholic Catechism, children should have ideally a mother and a father. That's the best way to raise a child. And she opposes homosexual couples adopting children. She doesn't agree with it. Okay, you don't like her opinion. That's her right. She's not defending Hamas. She's not a naked Jew hater and anti-Semite like Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or AOC. She's not defending Islamic Nazis as Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey did when by backing Hamas against Israel. She's not calling for the mass murder of 60 million unborn children. So my point is just this. This assault on Deb Martell is frankly a violation of her First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, religious liberty, and frankly, her Catholic beliefs. So if Sean Dooley and if Charlie Baker say, and all these other clowns and the Boston Globe, that there's no room for Deb Martell in the Republican Party. So what you're telling me is this. You are now bowing to cancel culture. You are now no different than the woke Gestapo. That censorship is now going to be the driving force in the mass Republican Party. What? So the Catholic Church is not welcome? Is that what you're telling me? In the Mass Republican Party? So what? Christians are not welcome in the Mass Republican Party? Social conservatives are not welcome in the Mass Republican Party? They keep going on about, we need to have a big tent, big tent, big tent. We got to be open to the LGBTQ community. Fine. Trump has done that. Fine. Let it be a big tent. But there's got to be room for others as well. Now, you're telling me there's no room for defenders of the First Amendment? There's no room for defenders of freedom of speech and freedom of expression? Are you kidding me? Defenders of religious liberty? This is a witch hunt. This is a public crucifixion of a woman simply because she is expressing her belief in traditional family values and her Catholic faith. That's it. That's all. Now, if these clowns want to drive Trump conservatives out of the Mass Republican Party, there will be no Republican Party. That's how stupid these people are. And I've just got to say this, and then I want to go to the phone lines. I'm really getting sick of this kind of liberal intolerance, this liberal fascism, where what people say in a private email correspondence, and that's another thing, she doesn't threaten Jeffrey Sosa Paquette's marriage. She can't annul that marriage. She doesn't threaten the adoption of those two kids. Nothing is going to happen to Jeffrey Sosa Paquette. No one's going to touch their relationship, their union, the adoption of their kids. She just expressed a private opinion, for God's sakes, with no power to do anything against them. And we're going to destroy individuals? Destroy their reputations? Turn them into, to marginalize them? Turn them into pariahs? This poor, this woman is now being utterly eviscerated in the media in this state. Her name is now mud. Her reputation is in tatters. For what? For what? Her opposition to homosexual couples adopting children? Okay, you disagree. Tell her how she's wrong. Debate her. Instead, purge, silence, cancel, censor, kick her out. Vilifier. And we do this on so many levels. We are no longer a free society. This is not how you behave in a free country, in a free society, apparently with the First Amendment. And so my challenge to that clown Baker, and he is a liberal fascist thug, he is, whatever, and to the Boston Globe, whatever happened to the liberal saying, and they used to say it for decades, I disagree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. That's gone, my friends. That's way gone. Deb Martell has nothing to apologize for. Yeah, should she have written the email if she wants to express her honest opinion about whether Republicans should back Jeffrey Sosa Paquette? Would I have used the word sickened? No. But that, so what? It's a private conversation. It's a private email. This is not just a purge against Deb Martell. This is ultimately going to be a purge against every single Christian, religious believer, and conservative in this country. Today, it's Deb Martell. Tomorrow, it's going to be you. And I hope she sticks to her guns tonight. And she tells these woke fascists, led by Dooley and these other clowns, and Baker, blank off. 617-266-6868. Just my opinion. Janine in North Reading. Thanks for holding, Janine, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. I got a cold. It's not COVID, but I got a cold, so bear with me. I'm with you on this one. I mean, I don't know the details of the email. I really kind of tuned in a little bit late. But in the end, it should come to no surprise to anyone that there are millions of Christians in this country who believe that the nuclear family is foundational to government, foundational to the faith, And whether they secretly say that, you know, keep it secret or they don't, that is the reality. And they, you know, these people just want to change what people think. They want to change the Bible. They want, you know, they want everyone to support what they are thinking. And this is no different than when homosexuals were attacked. The bottom line is we're a system of laws. We have a judicial system that has said that homosexual marriage is legal. We have a judicial system that has said that they can adopt, and they can. Nobody's burning crosses on their lawn, but you know, people have the right to their opinion. And honestly, with Deb Martell, I think she should pull a Cuomo and just hang in, because apparently nobody, you know, let's let the voters make a decision, okay? Because that's what, you know, that's what we have. We have a democracy. We'll let the voters make a decision. And essentially that's what they're saying, is we don't want voters to make a decision because they're too stupid to do it.
Amen. Janine, thank you very much for that call. Look, it's up to the voters in Ludlow. They were the ones who elected her to the state committee, and let them decide whether she wants to stay on the committee or not. But look, to me, it's a deeper issue. It's not an issue about it's not an issue about homosexuality or even whether gay couples or homosexual couples should adopt children. It's an issue of freedom. If in a diverse country like ours, a genuinely diverse country, we have to be open and tolerant of other people's views, or else we're not going to have a country. Now, Trump has magnificently shown us the way. He has brought in many gay Republicans into the big tent, but he respects Christian conservatives. And his attitude is one of a mature adult. Okay, you don't agree on everything, but we agree on 99%. But what they're trying to do now, and remember, when the gay rights movement began in the 1980s, what did they say? What did they say? We just don't want discrimination against gay people in housing and employment. We just want to be left alone. Now it's gone from we want to be left alone to live our life the way we see fit to actively persecuting Christians and Catholics or social conservatives or whoever because they disagree with them and criticize them. So I get vilified and attacked all the time for my faith, for my beliefs, my values. I don't call for people to be purged from political parties. I don't call for them to be canceled and censored and destroyed. This is fascism. It is. So if they want to start purging people, you know what? I'm telling you, Trump conservatives are the base of the Republican Party, even here in Massachusetts. We need the Deb Martells, you want to put it candidly, bluntly, we need the Deb Martells and the Jim Lyons and the Steve Allwards a hell of a lot more than we need the Bakers and the Tom Mountains and the Sean Dooleys. We don't need these rhinos. They're losers. So they better be careful. If they start a civil war, they're going to lose. 617-266-6868. Let's go to John in Woburn. Thanks for holding, John, and welcome.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing? This is John Hugo.
John, yes, go ahead, my friend.
Well, I ran out for Congress in 2018. I had 20 state committee people endorse me, including Steve Aylward, who's just wonderful. And, you know, when I won my primary with 64% of the vote, Baker, who's supposed to be Republican, put the screws on me and wouldn't allow the party to support me. Not only that, I wasn't even allowed to speak to his henchwoman, Kirsten Hughes. That shows what kind of a Republican he is. The guy is a cancer on the Republican Party, and to this lady has every right to her opinion. I'm a Catholic myself and hold many of the same views, and this cancel culture's got to stop. But by the way, Jeff, this didn't just happen. This goes on for the last 30 years since Bill Weld got in.
I agree, John, and thank you very much for that call. Look, they know they're losing their grip on the party. say what you, whatever you think of Jim Lyons' leadership, and I know some people think he should be more aggressive and more proactive and do more fundraising and push back against Baker more. I know there's criticisms, but ultimately, Lyons is a Trump conservative. There is a majority, small, but a majority on the state committee. And they see now that the rank and file is becoming more and more pro-Trump and pro-conservative. So they're panicking. And so what they're calculating is, finger up in the wind, if we don't start purging people now, it's going to be too late. And I'll tell you what Baker fears. Baker fears a primary challenge should he run for a third term, and he will lose a Republican primary. That's why now he wants to get rid of as many conservatives as possible using any excuse, any fig leaf. That's what this is about. Because remember, they're not just going after Deb Martell. They're using this excuse to go after Jim Lyons to say, oh, well, he didn't condemn her. He didn't throw her to the wolves. He's not saying she should resign. So now he needs to resign. So they want to now completely take over the mass Republican Party and drive every conservative out. And that's why the Globe is giving all of this its blessing. Let's go to Russ in Boston. Oh, let's go. Okay, Tom Mountain. We've got Tom Mountain. Okay. Massachusetts GOP Vice Chair Tom Mountain. Thanks for calling and welcome.
Well, Jeff, you know, as a longtime listener, you left me no choice. I've offered to come on before, but I'd rather not come on under these circumstances. But nevertheless, that's fine. That's fine. But pertaining to the issue that we're talking about, Jeff, and I will tell you unequivocally that as the Massachusetts Republican Party vice chair, I was the first, when this story broke, to call up that state committee woman, Deborah Martell, and tell her for the sake of the party, she has to resign. It's over. That's it. And here's why. When she spoke and got into her, shall we say, less than kind, offensive trash talking about a congressional Republican candidate in Central Mass, she spoke to people. She went on and on. She sent emails around to various Republican, semi-Republican officials. She had ample opportunity when this, especially when it went out in emails, she had ample opportunity to take it back, to mitigate it, to try to apologize, to smooth things over. She didn't do that. She didn't do that. Yes, it's true. She can say whatever she wants to whomever she wants in a private setting. But then it became a public setting when the congressional candidate, Jeff Sosa-Parquette, was invited to a Western Mass Republican event, and she didn't want him there because of the fact that he's gay, he has a spouse, and he adopted children. So she was urging the host of that event to cancel him for that reason alone. Okay, now that was bad enough. You know, it's not nice, it's not pleasant, we don't like it, but still, it was under the radar. The second this made the general press, then it becomes not her problem. It becomes not the problem in her immediate district, which is Ludlow. Then it becomes the state party's problem. Then it becomes my problem as vice chair, because what we have on our hands is a public relations disaster. And the public relations disaster is simply this. As I told her that night, that you can mitigate this immediately by resigning, and then nobody will ever hear about it again, certainly not you. But if you don't blame us, don't blame me. When and if CNN, MSNBC shows up in your doorstep with a camera and follows you to your place of employment, because this is not going to go away. It's going to go national. It's going to get bad, and it's going to make us, we in the Massachusetts Republican Party, look even worse. Now, this, what she said and did, which went public. Again, this is all about it going public. What she said and did reinforces every stereotype that's out there about Republicans. We're intolerant, we're bigoted, we're lowlifes, we don't want to bring anyone into the party who has a different lifestyle, whatever. It reinforces all of that, which we have been trying to dispel for a very long time. And much to my dismay, because she wouldn't shut up about it. She kept it going. Eventually, it was going to go to the press. And it did go to the press. And when it goes to the press comes calling. Now, we're not going to run and hide from the press because we have to face it. We have to confront it. We have to deal with this because it's a public relations disaster. It has been, and it will continue to be. And I don't see that it's going away. Anyway, you know,
Tom, hold on. Tom, I've given you like maybe, what, 4 minutes here. Look, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you're basically repeating what you told the Boston Globe, except you've been amplifying it. I got to be frank with you. I think you and the rhinos in the party should be ashamed of yourselves. Number one, this was a private email. I don't care if it went public. It was a private email. Your first response should have been, that was a private email. Whoever leaked it is a disgrace. And we don't discuss private emails because in this country, we have something called the First Amendment. And people have the right to their opinions. Okay, that's number one. Number two, look at you. Look at you. You're petrified of CNN. You're petrified of the Boston Globe. You're petrified of MSNBC. You're petrified of the liberal media. What are they going to say about us? Oh, how are they going to paint us? You think it's going to stop once you throw her overboard? You think they're ever going to stop demonizing Republicans? Have you no idea that their mission is to destroy the Republican Party? And number two, and to me, the most important point, if what Deb Martell said by opposing gay adoptions is so inexcusable, so intolerant, so hate-filled, as you and Sean Dooley and these other rhinos are peddling, then the Catholic Church is unacceptable to the mass Republican Party, because that is the catechism of the Catholic Church. Yeah. Social conservatives are not accepted in the Republican Party. And I've got news for you. She has the right to her opinion, and she has the right to express her opinion. And we as a Republican Party should be opposing cancel culture. What you're doing is you're censoring and destroying this woman. You're suppressing her for her views. Hold on, Tom. Let me tell you this. Why don't you go after Elizabeth Warren for openly supporting Islamic Nazis like Hamas? How come you don't go after the media in this state for openly supporting anti-Semites and the war against Israel? How come you don't go after the media in this state for the persecution of Christians and their assault on the First Amendment? Instead, you kowtow to them. Why don't you stand up to the media and tell them once and for all, we will not bow to censorship, cancel culture, or liberal intolerance? Why don't you do that?
I have all of the above, Jeff. But just
when have you done that? When has the mass Republican Party exposed the Boston Globe for their hatred of the Jews, for their hatred of Israel, for their embrace of Hamas, and for their persecution and vile anti-Christian bigotry? When have you done that? You've never done that. You run to them and you use them to fundraise for Jeffrey Sosa Paquette, the very enemy that wants to destroy the Republican Party. You're siding with them. I got news for you, Tom. The Globe hates you and hates all Republicans. And yet you kowtow to them. You suck up to them. You know how pathetic that sounds?
Jeff, can I get 30 seconds?
Go
just
ahead.
30 seconds. That's all I ask. First, we don't run to the Globe, but we don't run away from them either. When there's an issue that needs to be tackled, we have to confront it. We have to address it. Now, what Debbie Martell did, the state committee woman who issued these comments, she is a Republican Party official. She is an elected official. What she does when it gets out in the press, that reflects on all of us. That reflects on all of us. What she said and did is no different from if she had used the N-word or was against mixed-race adoption, something of the equivalent. This has nothing to do with woke culture, cancel culture.
Of course it is. You're canceling her.
Jeff, this is a Republican.
No, you're canceling her. You're canceling her for her views.
She's a Republican.
And I'll tell you this. No, I got to ask you this. Her opposition to gay adoptions is the catechism of the Catholic Church. It is the official position of the Catholic Church and, frankly, of most Christians and Jews and Muslims. Tell me, are Muslims homophobic? Because they hold the same position as she does.
They're not Republican Party officials. She is. And what she does reflects on the party.
Right, right. So what, defense of basic traditional values is not accepted now in the Republican Party? Is that what you're telling me? Then I'm telling you, you don't have a Republican Party. You're a coward, and everybody knows it. 918 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, believe it or not, Tom Mountain, he is the Mass GOP vice chair, is back for round two. So I'm going to give Tom, obviously, the time to get his points across. Tom, just to sort of refocus the audience and reset everything, Deb Martell wrote a private email. It was a private correspondence expressing her personal views on gay adoption. This was leaked to the public. The media ran with the story, the Globe in particular. And now you are throwing her to the wolves. You are demanding that she resign over public statements and public views because you are bowing to cancel culture. How are you different from liberals and the radical left? Go.
Jeff, she's a Republican Party official. Now, I contend that if Donald Trump was still in power and this reached the White House, he would say the same thing. She's a Republican Party official. She went on record with these comments. And once it reached the press, it was no longer her problem. It became our problem as a state Republican Party. It became my problem as a vice chair of the party. We had to put the fire out. We had to mitigate this because of the stupid comments that she made. And that was the gist of it, because it went public. She can say and do whatever she wants in private. That's fine. Well, it's not nice what she said. But when it gets out there in the public sphere, when the press comes calling, we're not going to run away. We have to confront it. We have to contend with it. What
Tom,
she said and did, she made the entire state party look bad, and by implication, the National Republican Party. She's reinforced every stereotype that the non-Republican world that we're trying to win over to us has of us.
Well, I mean, you're not gonna change that stereotype, because the Globe and others, the liberal media, calling Republicans racist and xenophobic and homophobic and transphobic, that's their playbook. So
and
you're not.
She gives them an example that.
Well,
that's
no,
the case.
But that's where I disagree with you. And look, this is where I find you're being incredibly disingenuous. You know, no one said you should run from the media. What you should have said was, those were private comments expressing her private views. We have freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. She has the right to say what she believes. We're a big tent party. And at the core of it is our belief in freedom.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And that means the First Amendment. Instead, what you're doing now is you are giving in, you're appeasing the left lynch mob. This is a lynching. This is a mob. This is cancel culture. And this woman is being destroyed for her own private personal opinion, which, and for some reason you don't want to touch this issue, that is at the heart of the Catholic Catechism. So what you're saying is, people who believe in freedom of speech need not apply. People who, Catholics need not apply. Social conservatives need not apply. People who believe in the Constitution need not apply, because you are bowing to the LGBTQ agenda and lobby. Let's be clear. That's what you're doing.
We're making a
If she was a Muslim, let me just finish this point. I'll give you 2 minutes. I promise. If she was a Muslim and she expressed, and by the way, Christians believe this, Jews believe this, Hindus believe this, many Muslims believe this. If she was a Muslim and she expressed that private view, you know what you'd be saying? She has the right to her opinion if it's a private correspondence in a private email. But because she's a Catholic and a Christian, it's politically correct to cut her loose. And that's what you're doing.
Jeff, Jeff, first of all, your Muslim comment, it's totally untrue. We've been to functions. We've sat at the same table together, Jeff. If you know anything about me, you know that that's not true. I'm also the head of the Mass Republican Jewish Committee. I've written vociferously against those people, against people who, shall we say, are less than kind to Christians, et cetera, et cetera. And that includes...
No, Tom, you're missing the point. I don't know if you're deliberately missing the point. If she was a Muslim and devout Muslims oppose gay adoption of children, they oppose gay couples adopting children. They do. That's fundamental to Muslim faith. You would not be throwing her overboard. Absolutely not. You wouldn't.
If she were a
when the Boston Globe called, you'd be saying First Amendment, baby.
I wouldn't. If she were a Republican Party official, I'd say you have to resign for the same reasons, period. She has to resign because of what she said. She's making the rest of us look bad. And by the way, what do we tell the gays in the Republican Party? What do we tell the gays on our state committee that we put up with this, that we're just going to turn a blind eye to this? No, no, no. We're not going to do that. She went on record saying and doing what she said.
No, I'll tell you what you say. You say that we try to work with people and we respect other people's opinions. The way Donald Trump has done on a national level. We've brought in pro-gay Republicans and we've brought in the Christian right. And that's what it takes to build a real big tent. And that we're a free, open, pluralistic society and we're going to have different points of view. And I'm sorry, but there are many views that atheists hold that I find profoundly offensive. There are many atheist Republicans that think the Catholic Church is a wicked, sinful institution. I don't stand around and say, purge him from the party, purge him from the party. No, what to me is disgusting is you have the Democratic Party that is pushing the murder of 60 million babies, that is an openly anti-Semitic party, and that supports Black Lives Matter and Antifa, terrorist organizations. You haven't called for Elizabeth Warren to resign. You haven't called for Ed Markey to resign. You've got a governor, our own governor, who's pushing that disgusting bathroom bill that is opposed by the overwhelming majority of the people. You've got a governor that went against our own Republican president. You never called for Baker to resign. You want to talk about a public relations disaster for the Republican Party? Baker went after Trump again and again and again, and the media used it to humiliate and embarrass Trump. That was the ultimate public relations crisis. I didn't see you demand that Baker step down. Your response was, we're a big party. We have different points of view. It's a big tent. So why isn't it big enough for Deb Martell? Unless you're an anti-Catholic bigot.
Oh, come on, Jeff. No. This has nothing to do with Catholicism.
Yes, it does.
Nothing to do with Catholic. No, it doesn't. What matters is, I can't stress this enough. For the 10th time, she's a Republican Party official who said this. It's making the rest of us look bad. It was reprehensible what she said.
Yeah, she said it privately.
It doesn't matter, Jeff.
It doesn't matter what people say in private. We're going to start policing people's private emails.
It went public, Jeff. It went in the press.
Then you should condemn the people who leaked it and stand up for people for their privacy and their right to freedom of speech.
Where do we draw the line, Jeff? Let's say if somebody came out and said something against blacks, against Hispanics. I mean, you pick the category. Where do we draw the line?
Very simple. She didn't call for anyone to be killed or murdered. All she said was she disagrees with gay adoptions. It's not the end of the world. But Tom, I want to thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Tom Mountain, Mass GOP Vice Chair. More with your calls next. :31 on the great WRKO, Jeff Kooner, Boston's bulldozer. I got to say, I want to go to Russ in Boston, obviously. Poor guy's been holding. But, you know, I don't think it's a good look, frankly, for the vice chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party to look almost like the leader of the Hitler Youth. Purge this, purge that, purge, 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 purge. But anyway, that's just me. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, you can text us 70470, 70470. This is from my sister, Jennifer, who's listening in Arizona. Jeff, is it Halloween in Massachusetts? it looks like you've got a lot of Democrats dressed up as Republicans. Tell Tom Mountain there's an opening in Chuck Schumer's office. Russ in Boston. Russ, you're back, my friend. Welcome.
Jeff, it's glad to be back. But Paul Streeter and I smoked the peace pipe this morning after 3 months, so it was time. Overdue. Yeah. But anyways, be that all as it may. Jeff, what really gets me is we, the people of faith, have had enough of being attacked for our religious beliefs. And I want people to remember this. The gay mafia forced Catholic adoption to shut down because they refused to allow gay adoptions. And to think of all the children that did not get great homes because of the gay mafia. So let us never forget that, okay? They did a lot of damage. But I will say this. Debbie Martell should not resign, okay? Because she has every right to say what she said. But on one side of that coin, Jeff, she did break Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment.
Well, Russ, let me ask you this. If you in a private email, because if she said it publicly, I say, okay, now, you know, she's fostering a bit of a civil war. But if you in a private email say, hey, you know what? I don't know. Marco Rubio sucks. I think this guy's horrible. He's a turncoat. I think he's in bed with the open borders lobby. I suspect he's a Benedict Arnold. I'm going to back Trump over Rubio. And someone leaks the email that you sent to a friend or a colleague, a private email, and says, oh, look what he's calling Marco Rubio. Russ is violating the 11th commandment. That was the point I kept trying to say to Tom. It was a private email. It was a private correspondence. I mean, don't you have the right to privately express your views?
I agree with you, okay? But I will say this. I'm very careful on anything that I put in writing because you have to be careful for not only what you say, but what you fail to say. So I prefer to communicate verbally than to put things in writing. And when I put things in writing, I'm very careful. And I myself, because nothing can be trusted today. Let's face it, okay? You know, hot mics, the whole nine yards. You got to be extremely careful of what you say.
I agree.
Especially being in a position where, unfortunately, you need to be politically correct. That's why you and I would never be politicians, because we can never be politically correct.
You're right. No, Russ, really, I agree with you. And Russ, it's great to have you back. Thank you for that call. That, you know, that's the thing. She's a member. Look, I back her. I support her. Please don't get me wrong. But you're a member of the Republican State Committee. To me, you put something down. I know you're trusting. You think you're talking to fellow colleagues and friends. You got to, even if you're going to express an opinion like that, you got to make sure you craft it as carefully as possible, because it can be used against you. I mean, that's just the age we live in. So in that sense, I think she was a bit naive and a bit too trusting. And now the poor woman's paying the price. Okay, Todd in Chelsea. Todd, I believe you are a member of the Republican, the Mass Republican State Committee?
That's right. Jeff, thanks for giving me an opportunity to just bring a little perspective to all the conversation that went on this morning. Steve Aylward was great. I think you were great in dealing with Mountain. You know, it just goes to show what trouble the Mass Republican Party is in right now, because you have half the people that are in it or officials in it who want to adopt Democrat tactics, accept the Democrat narrative. And, you know, it just goes to show we have to clean our own house. And I think this is something that the public really needs to understand. So I don't agree personally with what Deb Martell wrote in her email. But I'll tell you what, if we ever do want to be a big tent or a majority party, we have to be a big tent party. And so that means people need to be free to have their opinions without being canceled. And that's, you know, we can't bend on that. This party has always been about liberty. And, you know, we need to stick
to our guns, and Debbie Martell should absolutely not resign. There's one more component to this, and that's the Republican State Committee is almost evenly divided between establishment people and conservatives. This is all about trying to force Deb Martell to resign so they can put one of their people in her place and get rid of Jim Lyons. Because for the first time in 30 years, we have a conservative to head up the party so we can try to reform the party and actually fix the problem so we can move forward and start getting more votes. But if we continue, I mean, they've had 30 years. They've been in control this whole time, but they can't stand it that Jim Lyons is in control of this party, and they're going to do everything they can to bring him down.
Todd, I like Jim Lyons a lot. I know Jim Lyons. He's another very devout Irish Catholic. He's a Trump conservative. He's a very principled, honorable man. I supported him for the chairman of the state committee, and I'll back him again and again and again, because you're completely right. The rhinos and the liberals and the establishment Republicans had their crack for 30 years, and they blew it. Lyons is growing the party. Lyons is bringing in fresh troops, conservatives, constitutionalists, patriots, independents into the party. And this is all about power. I completely agree with you. Todd, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I want to read to you a text. And tell me if you agree or disagree. By the way, the text line 70470-70470. Please just write WRKO in front of your text message, because we share this text line with other stations. 617, Jeff, Tom Mountain is one of the reasons 90% of the voters in Massachusetts have actively chosen not to join the Republican Party. I see a comic of the sky falling with reporters everywhere and Mountain trying to hide Deb Martell and a Bible as he panics and sweats under a basket. Is the problem people like Tom Mountain, like Baker, like Sean Dooley, who kowtow and are petrified of the liberal media and their narrative?
Absolutely. No question about it. You know, I mean, this is the point. So people, the general public, everybody listening to your voice, Jeff, needs to find out. If you're a conservative, you need to find out who your state committee person is. Go to massgop.com and look under state committee. Okay. And you can find out who your state committee man and your state committee woman are. Find out if they support the reforms that Jim Lyons is trying to get through. And if you support those, please, you've got to vote. And I know it's 2.5 years away, but you got to put conservatives in there so we can change. We are constantly being obstructed, and they are fighting for their lives to try to stop Jim Lyons and the reforms that conservatives are trying to bring to the state committee.
Amen.
So we can actually. Yeah.
Todd, great call. Please don't be a stranger. Call again. Thank you, Todd. Look, I'm with Jim Lyons all the way. All the way, baby. 617-266-6868 is the number. No, they don't want to see the Republican Party become a real conservative America First party. They don't. The elites, the establishment are petrified of it, because they know we will then take over the state and govern it for the people, by the people, of the people. 617-266-6868. Conservative populism will succeed if we have the courage and the guts to articulate it and defend it. Chris in Boston. Thanks for holding, Chris, and welcome.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Hi, Chris.
I was a lifelong Democrat up until Donald Trump changed the way I think. I'm so angry at that Tom Mountain guy. I'm shaking. that rhino, the governor rhino, and all the other rhinos, you've been warned. We're coming. We are coming. You're going to be gone. And if you don't, oh, by the way, I'm Irish Catholic. I'm so mad. I'm shaking. All
Chris.
Right. We are the new Republican Party. You're up.
Amen. Chris, buddy, don't get me wrong. I only have eyes for my wife, but I love you in a non-sexual way, my friend. Should Deb Martell resign? Your call's next. .948 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Let's go to Rich in Lexington. Rich, thanks for holding and welcome.
Hi, Jeff. I know I don't have a whole lot of time. I'm with the American Legion, and every now and then we do charity events, we do dedications. We did a dedication May 25th, 2018. The governor was at this dedication, and in his speech, now keep in mind, these two soldiers died defending us against these ideologies. He said we need to get along and work with the socialists and the communists in this state. If anybody needs to retire, anybody who needs to go, it's this guy here. These Republicans, these Bushes, these Romneys, who believe in globalism and not the individual and the sovereignty of this country, they need to go.
Rich, do you think this is going to boomerang against Baker and the Rhino establishment by going after this poor woman, Deb Martell?
I can only hope so. If it's phrased the way that you're phrasing it, absolutely it will. But anybody who's at that dedication, it's on video. Somebody recorded this, and it needs to get out because it can't be accepted.
Oh, I so agree. Rich, I so agree. Thank you, and thank you for your service. God bless you, Rich. 617-266-6868. Okay, Cooner Country, a call to action. So, as you know, tonight there's going to be a big meeting of the Mass GOP State Committee. There's going to be a hearing on whether to try to force Deb Martell to resign. Apparently now, my sources are telling me that Baker and his Rhino cronies are urging as many LGBTQ plus groups to attend. They want the Boston Globe and other media outlets to be there as well in order to humiliate and just overwhelm Deb Martell and Jim Lyons. It's essentially as close as they can get to a political coup or a political putsch to try to shame Martell and Lyons to step down. Please, show up tonight, bring as many people as you can. Let's show our support, not just for Trump, not just for Lyons and Deb Martell, but most importantly, for conservatism, for a new Republican Party, for freedom of speech, freedom of expression, religious liberty. And let's show the rhinos and the left in this state their days of bullying us, trying to cow us and intimidate us are over, that we're no longer going to take it lying down. We are going to stand up to cancel culture, and this time we're going to defeat cancel culture. So this is where the meeting is going to be held. I'm going to give it out several times. 21 Apex Drive in Marlboro. The zip code 01752. So let me say it again. The Mass GOP State Committee meeting is going to be held tonight. I don't know exactly when. Please look it up. Just go to the Mass GOP website. But it's, I believe, 7 or 8 o'clock. But anyway, please look that up. But the meeting is going to be held at 21 Apex, A-P as in Peter, E-X Drive, 21 Apex Drive, in Marlboro, zip code 01752. Please, Cooner Country, I need you to show up. Bring as many people as you can. This is going to be, it's the apex of Marlboro. So it's going to be at the apex of Marlboro, 21 Apex Drive. We now have to take our stand, and we can break them right here, right now, because this is an attempt by Baker to purge the Mass Republican Party of Trump supporters and of conservatives. 617-266-6868. Jeanette in Medfield. Thanks for holding, Jeanette, and welcome.
Thank you, Jeff, for all you do.
Jeanette,
Jeff,
I'm sorry. It's going to be held at 6 p.m. So I'm sorry, Jeanette, I didn't mean to cut you off, but meeting begins at 6 p.m. tonight, the apex of Marlboro, 21 Apex Drive in Marlboro, 01752, 6 p.m. So please try to get there as early as you can. Okay, let's go to Jeanette in Medfield. Sorry, Jeanette, please pick up where you left off.
Okay, I'm just talking about what you're talking about, Deb Martell. This is an assault on our First Amendment of freedom and freedom of religion. That's exactly what it's about. And everybody should be sick of tiptoeing over our language. She has a right to her opinion because our rights do not come from the government, any government. Our rights come from God alone. And obviously, she answers to God's law, not man-made law, which for the past 30, 40 years, look at what man-made laws have done. Like you mentioned before, 62 million abortions and all this transgender BS. It's really sickening. We have to get back to God's law because there's no freedom. Without God, there's no freedom. And if we can, in God we trust, is on our money.
Oh, I agree. And Jeanette, thank you very much for that call. Look, to me, that's why I love the Declaration of Independence. I really revere our Constitution because this to me is about freedom. This is about liberty. This is about the right of someone to be able to express their opinions without being harassed, persecuted, and destroyed in a private email correspondence and expressing their religious views. And if you don't like it, you can debate her, you can argue with her, you can show her where she's wrong. But what you don't do is purge, vilify, and kick someone out, destroy them, crucify them for their opinions, said in private. It's anti-freedom. It's anti-constitution. Frankly, it's anti-American. It's cancel culture. And it must finally be defeated once and for all. Mike in Newton. Thanks for holding, Mike, and welcome.
Jeff.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I hear the conversation you had with Tom Mountain. I'm familiar with Tom Mountain, and I'm not going to hear, I'm not going to think about him, but what you...
Oh, Mike, you're dropped. Yeah, we lost you, Mike. Okay, let me quickly go. Tim in Hingham. Tim, thanks for holding. I've got 1 minute. Go.
Yeah, listen, like everybody else, really, really disappointed, Tom Mountain. You did a great job with that. It truly is an assault on our First Amendment freedom of speech and religious liberties. Just a quick anecdotal story. I'm over at Stars on the Harbor at Hingham, and I go, to the bathroom, and out of the store pops out a 7-year-old girl. Now, I actually think that she probably just got confused because her parents weren't with her. But I kind of felt like saying, hey.
Oh, Tim. Oh, I need those extra minutes. Oh, I need that extra 2.5 minutes. Tim, hopefully you'll call us again tomorrow because I think the meeting is going to be big tonight. So there's going to be more coverage tomorrow. Okay, I got to go. Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.